find me on Twitter at Whitney Shio.
And I'm also on Twitter, and I'm at Pesa Shio, P-E-S-A-S-H-A-Y-O, at Pesa Shio. And today we are really excited to have bring you a show, a live show.
And this is the place where we believe every marriage has the chance to be awesome and fulfilling. Everybody has a chance.
Yes, everybody has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. And just because you're going through a rough patch in your marriage does not mean you should write off your marriage. You should always believe that your marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling. It just depends where you are putting the energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tough times don't last forever.
They don't last forever, but they actually should be used as a teaching moment. I read somewhere that the hard times should be used as a teaching moment, not as something to write you off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and actually you can get a lot of strength from those tough times, because it's going to make you guys either stick together more or drive you apart. And we're here to encourage you to stick together.
And as I said on the last podcast, it uses the same amount of energy to have a mediocre marriage as to have an awesome marriage. It just depends where you are directing your energy. If you're directing all your energy to fighting, drama, lack of focus, that's what you'll get. But if you're directing all your energy to try to get a great, awesome marriage, I'm sure that's what you'll get too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as with most things in life, you will get back what you put in.
Yes, what you put in. And you had listened to a radio show today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were listening to Bot Radio Network, and they were talking about lack of intimacy in marriage. And the first two reasons they gave were, what were they?
Yeah, they were talking about pornography and being very tired.
So I'm assuming one spouse is drawn to the pornography, and then the other one, I'm assuming some spouses are just too exhausted.
Yes, they brought up the issue of when we have, because of our busy lifestyles, we have couples who are working. Both of them are working out of their home. But so when they get home, they are so tired and exhausted. And also, they also brought up the issue of, even if not all couples are, both couples are working outside the house, even if one is staying at home, by the time the other one gets home, they are both exhausted. You are staying at home the whole day. You are very exhausted. So they were talking about some solutions, some things you could do. And one of the things they were talking about is, like, just have less on your plate. Don't sign up to as many things as you think you have to, so that you can actually give your marriage some time to develop.
Mm-hmm. So they meant, like, have the marriage as a top priority?
Yes, have the marriage as a top priority and not a lot of other extra things, because it feels like there's so many things you have to do, but in all actualities, you don't have to do them. And don't put your marriage on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. So if we're trying to cram in a lot of different things in our schedule, then the marriage is usually one of the last things we get to.
Yes, that's the marriage, one of the last things we get to.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one was pornography?
Yes, and they brought up the issue of pornography, where 85% of men are into pornography, from a study that they did out of 10,000 men. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, I knew it was a problem, but I didn't know it was that such a problem. But also what caught my attention was the fact that 58% of women who were in that study were also addicted to pornography.
So it kind of sounds like the exhaustion and the pornography might be going together, because I just read an article from Focus on the Family that said that men resort to the pornography because the wife is too tired. For sex. And also another thing they mentioned was, there was a wife who just had a baby, and she felt as though she was not attractive enough anymore, and she stopped having sex with her husband. And he ended up going outside the marriage for that. But this other woman that he had the affair with said that he confided in her, and he said that he still thinks his wife is beautiful, and all he wanted was his wife.
But he
was so deprived of sex that he ended up going and finding it somewhere else. And I mean, that's not, so I just want to encourage all of the wives out there and let you know that actually your husband really does think you're beautiful. He is attracted to you and he does want you. So there's no reason for you to feel ashamed of your body. You don't have to withhold that. You don't have to be embarrassed.
And folks, it seems like there's so many, it seems like your marriage is being attacked from so many areas. So it's always important to keep guard, watch your marriage, make sure your marriage is well protected. The same way you keep guard and make sure your house is well protected, you should also do the same thing to your marriage. Folks, we'll be taking a short break now, and we'll be back on the other side, and we'll continue talking about this great subject about your marriage and the issue of pornography and back, and we are still talking about what makes your marriage have trouble, like pornography and exhaustion. And this is Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, and I'm at Pesa Shayo, and I'm with my wife.
And you can find me at Whitney Shayo. Yeah, so a few minutes ago, we were talking about how two major issues that are causing the lack of sexual intimacy in marriage are pornography and exhaustion. And so for some couples, they're saying that the wife is just too tired at the end of the day, and then the husband resorts to things like pornography. And I'm still just referencing back and forth to this article I found in Focus on the Family, and they also mentioned that it's the lack of intimacy is actually a symptom of other, it's just a symptomatic thing. There's actually other problems that led to that.
And what kind of problems?
Mm-hmm. So another one they talked about is women have a higher tendency to get into emotional affairs.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones who are more likely to stay in a chat room.
Yes.
And then get involved in a relationship there. And then also they're saying that women at their jobs, they get caught up in these emotional affairs talking to their male coworkers. And that was also in another article.
Although males are more visual, mm-hmm. and they'll be watching pornography mm-hmm. just for the visual effect, women will be in chat rooms and having this, according to the article, they'll be having more of an intimate relationship, like a fantasy relationship with people who they don't know. And they really get into it
mm-hmm.
because that's how they
mm-hmm.
feel like it's an escape into the fantasy land.
Yeah, so basically they end up leaning on someone else for support. That's pretty much what's going on. And then the man, or the husband, is trying to find, you know, sexual satisfaction elsewhere.
Yes. So what are some of the tips that we mm-hmm. can give our listeners to help them if they are going through some of these issues? Or even if they are not going through these issues, how mm-hmm. can they fireproof their marriage?
Mm-hmm.
That way they don't have to deal with these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So how to think ahead of time so they don't have to go through these issues.
Well, a major root cause of these issues is actually drifting apart. And if couples can, as you said, as you called it, fireproof their relationship and prevent drifting apart, there are things you can do. For example, in this article, they gave 8 strategies for reconnecting.
Can you tell us some of the strategies?
Yeah. So the first one was, just simply reflect on God's original design for marriage.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
And then, so they quoted Genesis. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
And some translations, they even say they cleave together. Basically, they're mm-hmm. joined together mm-hmm. and become one thing.
Yeah, and actually, that was really awesome because at Weekend to Remember, they taught us that it's leave, cleave, and weave.
Okay.
So you leave your parents, and then you cleave to each other, which is like being glued together.
Yes.
And then you weave that. You make it even stronger.
So you start a new, great family together.
Yes. So another tip they listed is listen to your spouse and respect their feelings.
So, I mean, we've had that a lot. Listen to your spouse. But how can... Give us a tip on how to mm-hmm. listen to... Yeah, I'm listening to my spouse, but...
If they... Well, I personally think that if your spouse comes to you and says they need more sex, or if they, or if one says they're too tired for sex, I suggest listening to all of their concerns and then the two of you as a couple try to work it out in a way that it's going to work for both of you. And I'm a huge advocate for married couples just do it more. Just have sex more.
Yes.
That's what I think. I mean, honestly, I know it sounds crazy, but I say just do it as many times a week as you want. Just really. Because it's something that's going to bring you closer. It's not going to move you further apart.
So it's like one of those things that don't think too much about it, because I think we also overthink it.
Yeah. And some people have to schedule it, and, you know, so just to make sure that they don't lose touch that way. But I say, just go for it. Do it as many times as you possibly can per week. Just have that. And that's going to actually create more of an urge for both of you. And it's going to be good for both of you. Really.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Do it more.
Folks, we are going for a quick break, and we'll be back. And Whitney will be giving us more tips on how to work on our marriage, how to fireproof our marriage, how to make sure that our marriage will stay strong. And again, this is Live Your Best Marriage Podcast, and I'm your host, Vesa Shire.
Welcome back to the Live Your Best Marriage Podcast. My name is Whitney, and I'm here with my husband.
And I'm Pesa.
Mm-hmm. And to recap what we've been discussing today, we've been talking about pornography and exhaustion as a cause for lack of intimacy in marriage.
Yes. And Whitney was Whitney brought up a really, really great point when it comes to intimacy, is do more of it. Be more intimate. And there's a lot of folks who have made a suggestion that you need to schedule it. I understand where they're coming from. Yes, you need to schedule these things. But sometimes you just don't need to overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do more. Be more intimate. You mm-hmm. don't have to overthink it. Just be more intimate. And it's not getting apart from each other. It's actually bringing you closer. So, hey, you are not losing anything by being more intimate.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, the way I look at it, if you have to put it in your schedule, to me, that looks like you're actually putting limitations. Don't put any more restrictions. Just have as much sex with your spouse as you want, and even if it makes you late for an appointment or something, trust me, you won't regret it. You'll be like, you know what, I'm glad I took that extra 20 minutes to bond with my husband. I'm glad. I don't regret, you know, whatever, you know. That's just an example. You won't regret it because you'll be having more fun, just the two of you. You'll enjoy it more. And in the business world, Grant Cardone was saying that you should always commit to doing deals. You should always say yes more. He's like, you're not that good that you can say no. Your muscle of saying yes has not been exercised enough. You need to keep saying yes. So in regards to sexual intimacy, just keep doing it more. don't say no. Keep doing it more. And another thing that we wanted to mention is if you want to schedule something, schedule a weekend getaway, like every 2 or 3 months for the two of you. Get a sitter for your kids and go to a hotel somewhere so that the two of you can get crazy, like every 2 or 3 months. Because that's also something that's really fun for you guys to look forward to.
Amen. So,
but don't forget the everyday stuff. Just every week, several times a week, make sure you guys are intimate. At least.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it. That's the bottom line. Do it more. Yeah. And I know, I totally get the exhaustion thing. I'm not ignoring that. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool my kids. I have 3 of them. And I totally understand the exhaustion part of it. But it's really not the exhaustion part. That's gonna cause you guys to drift. Okay?
Yes.
So don't let something like being tired make you guys drift apart. No.
And it will. And yeah. So that's something that you really need to work on.
Yeah.
And then did you have any other tip?
No, just one other tip is just lack of sex drive is only temporary. That's not gonna last forever. It's temporary and it's gonna come back, but there are steps you can take to make it come back quicker, such as doing it more.
Okay.
And another tip they gave on this article I read is Keith Dent. He's the president and CEO of Strive to Succeed Coaching Services, and he says focus more on what's right in the relationship rather than what's wrong. And that can create an atmosphere of togetherness. So basically just choose to look at your marriage through a positive perspective.
Yes, on what's right, not what's wrong. So like an example is you can view it as like, oh my God, he is so annoying. Oh, or you can view it as like, hey, he has some faults, but he's a good provider. He helps with the dishes. He's, you know, you can always find nobody's all bad,
mm-hmm.
but we just choose to look at them as all bad. So if we can focus on some of the positive attributes, oh, he's a great provider. Oh, he's such a helpful guy. Oh, he's such a great protector, whatever, because nobody's all bad.
Mm-hmm. So, and more likely than not, there's more things that are right with your marriage than are wrong. And I want to encourage you not to throw it all away just because you're upset with a few issues.
Or because you are exhausted.
Just keep doing those little things that bring you closer together, because there are a lot of things that are going to push you apart. So don't let that happen. And again, I'll say it again. Don't let something that makes you upset give you the urge to throw it all away, to throw away the whole thing, because there's more right with it than what's wrong with it.
And then to end it, another thing is when you are in an argument, do not use the word divorce. That word should be a curse word in your marriage. There should be no need to use that word divorce. Anytime, even if you are in a fight, because if every argument, every annoyance, every misunderstanding, every feeling like, oh, we are having a problem, the word that comes in every conversation during that time is, oh, well, I need to get a divorce. I don't want to be here. I need to get a divorce. I hate you. I can't stand. I hate meeting you. Things like that are actually not bringing you guys together. They are actually bringing you apart. And next week we'll talk about that, because I have talked to a lot of my friends, and that's something we are all struggling with. The idea that every time there's a little argument, the word that's being thrown in the argument is divorce, 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 divorce. Yes, it's a good idea for the divorce industry for you to be mentioning them, but for the marriage industry, that's not a good idea. For your kids' sake, for your marriage's sake, that is not a good idea. Now, if you're talking to a marriage, a divorce lawyer, they'll be like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Say the word divorce as many times as you can. But if you're talking to somebody who's advocating for your marriage, that word should not be used. I mean, you should be finding ways to bring you guys together, not finding ways of splitting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. You can find us at liveyourbestmarriage.com. You can read our blog. And as always, we love interacting with our readers and our audience. Please feel free to email us at liveyourbestmarriage@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Mm-hmm. Again, thank you so much, and we will talk to you.